This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Coming up, you can get your Charlie's Angels fix in 5 minutes or less. The pros and cons of Sony's new product, shrunken TV shows from the past.
But first, every oldest child already knew this. A new study proves it. The oldest kid in the family is the smartest.
Hang on, Madeline. You are an oldest child, I think.
That's right. But, you know, I'm talking hard science here. The researchers measured the IQs of more than 240,000 men, and they found, on average, a 3-point difference in IQs between older and younger brothers. 3 points might not seem like a lot, Anthony, to you, but as the New York Times points out, and I've always considered the New York Times to be the oldest sibling among newspapers, the New York Times says that could mean the difference between a high B average and a low A average, and the difference, therefore, get this, between going to an elite public private liberal arts college and a less exclusive public one.
I'm skeptical.
You would be, because you're a younger sibling.
Well, no comment, but I am going to say this, point this out, that according to other studies, as an older sibling, Madeline, you're less adventurous, more conventional. So, of course, you'd put a lot of stock in that big official study. And then, of course, you'd seek out an expert to interview about the study, whatever.
Yeah, you slacker. Anthony, of course, you go to the horse's mouth. This case, we go to the study's authors. One of the lead authors, Dr. Peter Christensen. He's an epidemiologist at the University of Oslo in Norway. And I asked him if this difference in IQ is biological or if somehow parents favor older siblings.
We believe it's not biological because we were comparing young men who were in a social sense the first and in a biological sense the second, and it is the social rank that counts. What is left then would be that it has to be some kind of social interaction within the family that has this effect on birth order and intelligence.
When you say social first, biological second, you're talking about men whose older siblings died?
Yes, that's right.
So what is it that could account for this? What kind of social factors?
It has to do with time and resources of stimulation of parents towards the child.
So basically the first one gets kind of the undivided attention of the parents for a while until the second one comes along and then it's all over.
It's not all over, but it has to be shared. But you're right about that.
IQ tests are notoriously culturally biased.
Yes.
Can you really deduce then, just through IQ tests, whether the oldest sibling is indeed objectively smarter than the youngest?
I would not believe this to be a problem comparing siblings or comparing young men approximately at the same time in the same society.
There are, of course, famous smart people who were younger siblings, Charles Darwin, Rene Descartes, yes. Bill Gates.
Yes.
So what does that say?
Well, you see, this birth order effect is quite small, but it has probably some impact on the population level. If all other things were equal, a mean difference of 2 IQ units would have some impact. Whereas on the individual level, it would not mean almost anything. It would have almost no predictive power in an individual setting. We looked at more than 60,000 brother pairs, one elder, one younger. And when they had different scores in the IQ test, it would be a 57% probability that the best one would be the eldest. But there is still 43% probability that the youngest is the better. Hmm. So you see, on the individual level, it's very dangerous to say that it automatically has to be the eldest that is the smarter.
Except in my case.
Okay. I'm not the eldest myself, so that's why I stress this point.
I see.
My older brother is very pleased with this study, I can tell you. Yes. Yeah.
And you only studied men, right? But
yes.
This would hold true for women as well?
Well, I have to rely then on other studies, and there seems to be very little difference concerning this birth order effect. It's there for women as well.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
That's Dr. Peter Christensen, the lead author of a new study that shows higher IQ points for children who were born first.